Good morning. We are so excited to have Shannon Cunningham with us today. I think you guys are going to love this. It's a great way to kick off the year. And Shannon has lived in La Jolla for 10 years. Her husband is actually the pastor of La Jolla Presbyterian Church. So she kind of knows what this is all about. She has been married for 21 years, has a 17-year-old daughter, Morgan, and a 14-year-old son, Micah. So she's been where we are. She's also been a Bible study leader and a speaker for many years. She's an artist, as you can see from the beautiful cards on your table. And she does handmade ceramic tiles and sells them all over the world. So a very talented woman and an amazing speaker that a few of us have had the pleasure of hearing before, and I'm excited for you all to experience it. So welcome, Shannon.
Thank you so much. Good morning. I'm so happy to be with you all this morning. It's really fun. I love to be with a large group of women because we're all sisters. We're all sisters in Christ. We're all sisters. We share the same issues. We all have our periods. We all have issues with our kids. We all have issues with our husbands. We all have issues with our friends. We all are going through life together. And so it's so fun to share together and have that journey with one another. So I'm so happy to be with you guys this morning. So you guys are probably wondering what the heck we're doing today. So today is actually a workshop. It's interactive. You guys get to be a part of it. You don't have to speak in front of everybody, but you will be speaking some at your tables. And so I want to tell you guys a little bit about my story and how I started doing these workshops. So this is a family mission statement workshop. So how many of you have a family mission statement? Does anyone have already a family mission statement? How many of you have a personal mission statement? Does anyone have anything like that? So some people have that. So a family mission statement is one of those things that you maybe hear about randomly here and there, but it's maybe something that you've never done or thought about doing. So the reason that I started doing this was because I have a Bible study that I meet with on a regular basis. And we meet 10 weeks in the fall and 12 weeks in the spring. And a couple of years ago, at our very last meeting in the spring, and let me tell you, at this point in the spring, I'm done. I am done speaking. I'm done preparing the Bible studies. I'm just ready for summer to begin. How many of you all are like that at the end of the year? You're ready to move on and just have a relaxing summer. And so we're at the very last Bible study, and we're doing I'm doing the lesson, and there's this small part in the book that talks about developing a family mission statement. And so I kind of read through it a little bit, and I say, you know, you guys, this is so great. Everyone should have a family mission statement. Wow, you know, gosh, I don't even have a family mission statement. And this is something that, you know, I've never done with my family, but it sounds like a really great idea. And gosh, I've been doing full-time Christian ministry for more than 21 years, and I've never heard anyone really talk about this. And I've never gone through a workshop on this, but I think you guys really should do this. You should take it seriously, and you should go home, and you should develop a family mission statement. And they all kind of looked at me, and they said, well, how do we do that? And I said, well, I don't know, but I think you should do it. I think it's really great. Do it. And they said, well, can you help us do it? And I said, in my head, I said, no, I can't help you do it. But I nodded, sure, I can help you do it. Because, you know, like I said, I was done. I was ready to move on. And so I thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to schedule something. I'm going to help these women with this. I'm going to plan a meeting, and nobody's going to show up, or just a couple, and I'm going to put all this work into it. So I kind of had a negative attitude about it, but I said, sure, we'll figure it out. So I went home, and like Andrea said, I'm an artist, so I was in my studio, and I was working, and I was doing something mindless. You know how when you're in the shower, you're blow-drying your hair, or you're doing something mindless? That's when the Holy Spirit sometimes speaks to you. Things come to your head. And all of a sudden, I felt like the Holy Spirit said, you can do this, Shannon, you can do this. And I was like, no, I can't do this. And he was like, yeah, you can do this. You can teach these women how to develop a family mission statement. So, you know, I did what we all do. I pulled out my phone, and I thought, Let me Google family mission statement. So I did that, and tons of information popped up about developing your family mission statement. And so I thought, okay, this isn't going to be too hard. I won't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already kind of done for me. So I'll just steal some stuff here and there, and I'll put together a little program, and we'll do a family mission statement. And so as I started reading through things, I started to feel a little overwhelmed at the amount of information. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I just need to get a book. So I got on Amazon really quick, and I looked, and I saw that Stephen Covey, do you guys know Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People? I saw that he has a book on developing a family mission statement. So I was like, oh, perfect, I'll order this book. So you know Amazon, you order it 2 days later, it comes. So I get the book. I didn't look at the book. Like when I was ordering it, I didn't look to see how big the book was or how many pages. So the book comes in the mail, and this is the book. This is the book that shows up in my mailbox. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families. This puppy is, it's big, it is 361 pages, all on developing a family mission statement. And I thought, I don't have time to read 361 pages. There has to be a simpler way. And so I thought, I'll order the CD set that he has, and I'll just listen to it in the car. And that way, I'll get ready, and I'll do this mission statement workshop for my Bible study from just hearing things in the car. So I kept trying to do it the easy way. Well, this CD set shows up. It's a 6-CD set. I was like, what? On a family mission statement? Are you kidding me? And then I started reading, and I got to maybe page 3, because, you know, I'm a slow reader and I'm a busy person. And it said something about a family taking 15 months to develop their family mission statement. And I was like, ay, 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 ay. I can't do this. The women that I know, they don't have time to do this. So at that point, I thought there has to be a better way. So you know how the Holy Spirit works. I was praying about it. And all of a sudden, I just felt inspired. I just started writing in a notebook, and I started kind of creating and just writing whatever was coming to my heart in this notebook. And what ended up happening was I developed this workshop. And so you guys, you each don't have a card set in front of you, but you have a table leader who has a card set. And what the workshop ended up being was a set of 50 cards. And if you go from the first card to the last card, you'll be at the point where you're ready to write your family mission statement. And what I wanted to do was make it simple for women. And the reason that women are my target audience is because a lot of times we as women are the ones, we're the ones who initiate these kind of things in our families. And you know, sometimes we have husbands that lead, and it's their idea, and they say, hey, honey, let's do this, and we say, yay, let's do this, and this is so great. But a lot of times, it's us women who come home with something and say, hey, you know, this is something that I think would be really great for our family. And so it's something that I developed. It's actually self-explanatory. You actually don't even need me to go through it. I'm just the eye candy this morning for you all. but no, we're going to do it together. But what it is you start going through the card sets, and you can do it with your family on your own if you want. But I made it self-explanatory for a selfish reason, because I wanted to be able to give it as a gift at a wedding or a baby shower or something like that, and not have to like be part of the gift, like go along with them and do it in their living room, because that would be awkward. So I did make it self-explanatory. So what's going to happen this morning is we're going to work through the card set, but you have a handout. It's a 2-page handout, and that kind of follows along with it some. And so you can make notes on that handout. Another option you have is you can purchase a card set if you want. And you can actually do that at any time while I'm talking, or at the end, or not at all. It doesn't matter. And those boxes, there's a card set for everyone in those boxes. And it's self-checkout. So there's a little envelope in the back. Each card set is $20. If you want a card set, you can put your $20 check or cash, or if you want to use credit card, you can see me at the end. You can use the card set and see me at the end and pay with credit card at the end. It's all just the way that you want to do it. So you can go through the workshop with the card set, or you can do it with the worksheet. It's all up to you. It doesn't matter. So, all right. While you guys are doing that, one thing also that I wanted to mention was that you guys, your theme is a fierce flourishing, which it's a mouthful, but it's a cool theme. I love that theme. And so developing a family mission statement, which we're going to talk about a little bit more, is a chance for your family to fiercely flourish in this world of ours and to be a light in the world. And so as we go on, I'm going to share a little bit more about the importance and what it means to really develop a family mission statement. So let's go ahead and we're going to go to my laptop here. I'm not the techiest person in the world, but let's see if we can get the first. Are we showing up? Yay, can you guys see that? Okay. So this is actually the first card in the set of cards. And this has on it my theme scripture, which is from Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. And it says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." And the reason I chose this scripture was it actually was the first scripture that popped into my head when I was thinking about developing a family mission statement workshop. And that's because the Israelites had this tradition of actually taking the scriptures and attaching it to their bodies, to their robes, so that they walked around carrying the scriptures with them. And it was something that they passed down to their children. And a family mission statement is something that you guys have the opportunity to develop and pass down to your children, your grandchildren, their children, your great-grandchildren, on and on and on. And one thing about a family mission statement is it's not just for a family of four or six or eight or whatever your family is. It can be wherever you are in life. I actually think back and think, gosh, it would have been nice for my husband and I when we first got married to have this, you know, to spend some time talking about who are we as a couple and what does it mean to be a Christian couple and what does it mean to want to follow Christ in this world and what are our values and what are our goals as a married couple. That would have been really great and bonding for us. And then when we had our first child, to change it at that point and say, okay, what does it mean to be a family with, you know, with a child now? The two of us with a child, what does that mean to be parents? And then when we had another child, what does it look like now? And then what will happen is, I didn't develop this until my children were teenagers. And so it's something that the four of us talked about together, but I have to tell you guys the honest truth. I did 85% of it, because that's just the reality of life. I mean, we are all really busy people, and we have really busy families. And so I did 85%, and then I sat with my family, and they did the last 15 with me. And so that may be what your situation is. You may start today, and then you may come next Wednesday, and you may do a little bit more. But it may be that you guys do the bulk of it, and then you take it home, or you on a date night, or at some point, because a lot of you have little ones. So it may just be you and your husband developing it right now, which is totally fine. But it may be that you develop it just at a 30-minute conversation or in a car ride or something like that, and they participate. What matters is that they participate at some point. And if you have no participation at all, that's fine too, because you know what? There is power still in you developing something and hanging it on the wall, even if your family says, "What's this on the wall?" Which they might. But there's still power in those words being there. And so the power of those words is it kind of unifies you together as a family, and it gives you this focus and this goal and this direction. And so the next card, let me see if I can get this to do what I want. All right. So Up here I say, what is a family, why a family mission statement? And so James Dobson, I can read it off of here. He says, a family ought to have an identity that gives each member a sense of belonging. Do you know the identity of your family? If you do, have you ever put your thoughts on paper? Now, identity is a very important thing because if we don't have an identity in life, even as individuals, we kind of just follow the way of the crowd. We kind of just go with whoever we're with. But if we have a personal identity and a deep conviction in who we are, then we're going to stand firm on our beliefs and our convictions. My kids, I try to really step into them their identity. You know, this is your identity in Christ, and this is your identity in our family. It's really important that I do that because I have one who's a senior this year, and she's going to college next year. And don't get me started. I'll start crying. I've actually scheduled every Tuesday at noon to cry so I can be prepared. No. but that's how you feel. You feel like, oh no, this looming thing is coming. But I really have tried in her life to put a sense of identity into her so that when she goes to college and she meets all different kinds of people, because she's going to, I won't be able to protect her anymore. She knows who she is. She knows who she is as a follower of Christ, and she knows who she is as a Cunningham. We're Team Cunningham, and we have a mission statement, and she knows our mission statement. She doesn't know by heart, you know. It's not like we memorize things well in our family, but it hangs on our kitchen wall, so we can refer to it. So words are powerful. They can shape, define, and transform the way we view ourselves and the world. Developing a family mission statement gives you the opportunity to choose who you want your family to be, which is proactive, instead of the world choosing who your family will be, which is reactive. All right. So the next, I have control of that, sorry. The next slide. Okay, so I told you a little bit about the cards. So this slide says, the cards you're holding are tools that will help your family, but you guys also have worksheets. It'll help your family begin a process of discovering its purpose and identity. In the end, you will not have a perfect family mission statement. Now, this is important. I think that we get caught up in being perfect. I am so like that. Like, I can't tell you how much time I spent on these boxes and like adjusting things and being like, because display is like important to me, you know? And so I'd be like, oh, wait, I need to put a little bit more stuffing in, or I need to do this or that because, you know, I want things to be perfect. I just can't help it. And so that's kind of our nature. We want things to be perfect. So a big hindrance to actually finishing a family mission statement is that you worry about it being perfect. You want to have the perfect words. But I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter because your family mission statement is going to change. And it could change, you know, for a few weeks. If you want it to change for a few weeks, it doesn't matter. The point is to just to get something down. And I think that we get caught up in what's the verbiage going to be and what's the grammar. Am I using correct grammar? You know, we get caught up in these things. And but you just kind of have to start getting something down. Your family mission statement will evolve as your family evolves. The goal here is to get started. Write something down with the knowledge that at any point your statement can and should change. These cards will take you step by step through the process of creating your family mission statement. They are meant to help inspire your particular and personal family statement. So, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to, your work's about to start. Any questions before you guys start your part of it? Everybody with me? So did you guys read ours, our family mission statement? So if you can, everyone see it? It says, the Cunninghams are a family who strive to make the world a better place through service, love, and integrity. We will laugh, live joyfully, and play spontaneously. We will model faith, loyalty, and forgiveness. We will glorify God with every breath and enjoy him and one another forever. So it seems polished, but I'm telling you, it's just, I was able to do it because I went through this process, and I was able to actually put it together easily from going through the process. Okay, so this set, sorry, I'm not used to going back and forth with a PowerPoint, but I know you guys are patient. Okay, In this section, you will have 10 questions to answer. And the way we're going to do this is because not all of you have the cards, your table leader is actually going to say the question. So table leaders, get ready. And it's a little bit of a race. It's not totally a race, but, you know, why not? But the table leader is going to say the question, but not yet. Wait. It's going to say the question, and then you are going to write down the first thing that pops into your head. And that's what we're doing here. It's not like spending a lot of time thinking about each question. You're just going to go with your instinct. You're going to write down what pops into your head. If nothing pops into your head, that's okay, because your table leader is going to go on to the next question. You know, she's going to allow appropriate amount of time and just keep going through, because there's 10 questions. And just remember, at this point, you're just brainstorming. This is all about brainstorming. It's not about anything being finished or perfect. And you as a group, you know, we're all ladies. We like to talk and we like to share. So enjoy this together as a group. Enjoy going through the questions, but you have to be quiet enough to listen to the next question, right? As she goes through. And if she needs to go back and tell you what the first question was, that's okay. That's not a problem. So are you guys ready? Get set. Okay, go ahead. All right, I'm going to stop you guys. Sorry about that. Is anyone feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling overwhelmed? So this is actually supposed to be the simple way to do it. Because, well, I made it to be the simple way to do it. But I know you might be feeling a little overwhelmed, so I'm going to read something that hopefully will help you a little bit. It's actually the first page of Stephen Covey's book, and it's as far as I got. So he had a good thing to say, the first page, so thankfully. No, I didn't. I got to maybe chapter 3. Okay, I have to be honest. Okay. So it really is a great book. It is. It's just, if you have time to read it. Okay. He says, good families, even great families, right, are off track 90% of the time. 90% of the time we're off track. The key is that they have a sense of destination. The good families have a sense of destination. They know what the track looks like, and they keep coming back to it time and time again. It's like the flight of an airplane. Before the plane takes off, the pilots have a flight plan. They know exactly where they're going to start off in accordance with their plan. But during the course of the flight, wind, rain, turbulence, air traffic, human error, and other factors act upon that plane. They move it slightly in different directions so that most of the time, that plane is not even on the prescribed flight path. Throughout the entire trip, there are slight deviations from the flight plan. Weather systems or unusually heavy air traffic may even cause major deviations. But barring anything too major, the plane will arrive at its destination. Now, how does that happen? During the flight, the pilots receive constant feedback. They receive information from instruments that read the environment, from control towers, from other airplanes, even sometimes from the stars. And based on that feedback, they make adjustments so that time and time again, they keep returning to the flight plan. The hope lies not in the deviations, but in the vision, the plan, and the ability to get back on track. The flight of that airplane is, I believe, the ideal metaphor for family life. With regard to our families, it doesn't make any difference if we are off target or even if our family is a mess. The hope lies in the vision and in the plan and in the courage to keep coming back to it time and time again. So it may seem overwhelming right now because you all have your lives going on. You all have different family situations. You may think, oh, my family, they would never go for this. Or, oh, goodness, my family just does not fit into this mold. You may be thinking that. But the point is that you are going to start the process of developing a plan here today. And the plan does not have to be a perfect plan. And the plan is a plan in process. It doesn't have to be done today. It can take, like that one family in this book I told you about, took 15 months. It can take some time to develop that plan. But once you have that plan and you keep redirecting your family to that plan, it doesn't matter how far you go off course at different times in life because you have this destination that you're going to keep coming back to. So don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel pressure. I'm not going to grade it. I promise. I'm not a teacher. No one's going to see it at this point. So, all right. We're going to look at the family value cards. And in this part, I am going to have the family value cards on the PowerPoint, and then also your table leaders have those cards, and so we can kind of do it in tandem a little bit. So this card says, on the following cards, I have listed some family values. These are meant to help you in the process of narrowing down what is most important to you as a family. These values are by no means comprehensive and should be adapted to fit your personal beliefs and situation. Read through the values. Okay, so if you had the cards in front of you, you would make a mark on the ones that really speak to who your family is or who you want your family to be. It doesn't necessarily have to be who your family is at this moment. It could also be who you want your family to be, what your hopes and dreams are for your family. And then also feel free to use any of these words or phrases in your final statement. I mean, that's the thing, is I try to give you a lot of information so that you can just steal it from me, right? Steal these phrases. Take it. Don't reinvent the wheel if you don't want to. So on your handout, you have the little values section, and it recommends that you identify three that are your top ones, okay? So the first card talks about education. It says, in our family, we value education. We are lifelong learners. We create an environment that fosters learning. We celebrate academic achievements. So if you guys think that that's a big priority for your family, you may want to put that down. The next one is expression. In our family, we nurture our gifts and talents, allowing for creative expression through the arts. We recognize, support, and celebrate all forms of creativity. One of your big ones may be family time. And I would say when I'm reading these, if it hits you like, yes, that's us, then that's one of your three. If you kind of go like, I don't know if that's us, then it's probably not one of yours. And you may not have three, you may just have one. So family time. In our family, we value time together. We schedule intentional times of fun and bonding. We create opportunities to play together. We share meals and take time for conversation. Okay. Worship. In our family, we value church attendance and worship opportunities. We support and encourage activities like Bible study, Sunday school, family devotions, prayer, service, and tithing. Home life. In our family, we foster a comfortable and safe environment for all members to thrive physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Exercise. In our family, we pay attention to our physical health and encourage all members to exercise and eat right. Are you guys giggling about exercise? Some people, it's a value. I don't understand it, but it is. I don't get it. Whatever. Okay. Next is friendships. In our family, we encourage and nurture healthy relationships outside of the family. We practice hospitality and make all feel welcome. Work. In our family, we work hard at all that we do. We support and encourage achievement, success, and best effort. We never give up. We do what we love. And then finally, citizenship. In our family, we believe in community service, global service, and loving your neighbor as yourself. We work to improve our surroundings and respect our planet. So those are some options and possibilities. I'll go back and show them again. These are, once again, just things to inspire you, to kind of help that process of brainstorming, for you to say, yeah, you know, I really want something about worship in my family mission statement, or I really want something about exercise in my family mission statement. Maybe not saying exercise, but something about, you know, we like to play hard and pray hard or whatever, you know, something like that. So these are inspirational possibilities. Okay, everybody have that? All right. Okay, I'm going to go on to the virtue cards. And what this, again, all of these cards are set up to be a process of you kind of getting yourself and your mind to the point that when you come to the end, you're ready to start writing and the words, you're ready to have the words start flowing. And so on your next handout, we talk about virtues. And I'm going to go through here. I'm not going to read the words as we go through because there's a lot of words. But as I flip through the slides, and your table leaders, they can pass around those cards too. There's quite a few cards in that set. You're just going to, if you see a word like humility, and you're like, boom, humility, like it hits you. It's all about like, what is the immediate reaction? If that hits you, write it down. If you see hospitality, boom, write it down. You know, those kind of things that if it really hits your heart, and you know that that's you guys, or you want that to be you guys, then just write that on your list. And don't worry if you end up with more than 10. So on the virtues, it says, the dictionary defines virtues as characteristics valued as promoting collective and individual greatness. These cards are meant to help you put your thoughts and feelings into words. I've listed a lot of powerful words that can help, that can be used to shape your statement. All right, now if you actually end up taking a set of these home, I have a lot of boxes next to them, and because they're up here, I'm just going to explain the boxes. And I have those there so that people in the family can put their initials next to them. Like if you want to do it with your husband, if you want to do it with your kids, if your kids are old enough to do this, you can adapt it for the age of your children. Then they can put that maybe mercy is important to them, and maybe mercy wasn't one of yours, but maybe it's one of theirs. It's kind of interesting to see what they put down or what your spouse puts down as something that's important to them. And then you kind of come to an agreement together on it. I actually was surprised. I did it kind of blindly with my children, so they didn't know what other people had done. I kind of worked it so that they weren't influenced by that. And you can do that too. You can just figure that out, use it however you want. But it was curious to me to see what my kids, what their top 10 words were. It was interesting to see what their thoughts were on that. Okay, so go ahead and start looking at these cards. Read through those. Your table leader can pass around cards as well. And I'm just going to slowly kind of flip slide to slide and write down when something really jumps out at you. All right, let's go ahead and move on, because I want you guys actually to have time to write, to start writing your family mission statements. So you are going to have a little time at the end to do that. So I want to talk about scripture for a minute. There is a section in the cards that deal with scripture, and I have different sample scripture verses in there. I'm not going to have it on the screen, but I just wanted to talk about the concept of having scripture in your family mission statement. As you can tell, my family mission statement does not have a scripture verse in it, and none of them up here have scripture verses in it. The reason for that was because of space. I actually decided to have a separate art piece that was our family scripture. And so in my kitchen, on one wall is our family mission statement, and on the opposite wall is our family scripture. And the reason that I decided to do that was because I wanted my mission statement to be able to be read quickly, because I wanted the kids just to kind of be able to scan it and be like, yeah, love and integrity, we like to laugh, we have faith, you know, just kind of like this kind of a thing. And I didn't want them to get bogged down maybe in a long scripture verse that was in there. And then also I wanted the scripture to stand out in its own piece of art, but that's just the way that I wanted to do it. You may even have your shorter, your mission statement may be bullet points. It may be like pray, love, laugh, sing, dance. I mean, it may be something like that. And then you may have a scripture at the bottom. I mean, it's just tailored to you and your family and what works best for you guys. So what I did was I actually went on Etsy. And anyone a fan of Etsy here? Love Etsy. And so I went on Etsy and I found a paraphrase of Psalm 1, which my husband, the pastor, was not supportive of. When it showed up at our house, I did not ask his permission to order it. It was a paraphrase, and it showed up, and he was like, well, that's not what it says. And I was like, well, that's what it says to us. And I'm hanging it on the wall, and I like it. But he likes it now. So basically, Psalm 1 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Now that's a lot. That's a lot, right? That's a mouthful. And my kids would be like reading it and fall asleep while they're reading, right? It's long, right? So the paraphrase that hangs on my wall, it says, blessed is the family who delights in the word and who study it day and night. They shall be like a tree firmly planted, ready to bring fruit in season, and everything they do shall prosper. So it's kind of a condensed version of that scripture. Now, some scriptures, you don't want to condense. You want to leave it the script. I mean, it's the holy word of God, you know. You want to leave it as the scripture and you want to leave it the way that it is. But I chose a condensed version because I just felt like it still carried the same meaning, but it was just a more manageable thing for my family to have in the house and to memorize. So what I'm encouraging you to do is whether you put it in your family mission statement or you have it separate, come up with a family scripture. And this is actually something that may take longer than doing your family mission statement because it's something that the Holy Spirit should inspire in your heart. And it may be that you're sitting on a Sunday morning in church and somebody reads a scripture passage and it just, boom, it hits you and you say, that's our family scripture. Or you may be here at MOPS and you may hear a speaker and boom, it's your family scripture. You just know it. And so let that kind of evolve with time and feel free to incorporate it or have it as a separate thing because there is power in the word of God. The word of God, just those words spoken can transform our hearts and change our lives. So you will have power in these words that you write, but the most powerful word is the word of God. So I just encourage you guys to do that. All right, we are at the point of writing. Who's ready? Who's already written their whole mission statement? Yeah, right. Sometimes there are overachievers, I have to say, and they like finish my workshop in 10 minutes and they're like, done, what's next? So I'm not one of those kind of people. All right. So it's time to start writing your family mission statement. Remember, this is just the beginning. It does not need to be perfect. Just get started and it will fall into place. All right. So use the notes that you've taken for help. Add your own personal touch. Take some time to start kind of writing phrases down. Talk as a group, inspire each other, share what you've written with each other, you know, get noisy, it doesn't matter. It's all about the process of kind of building and starting to create, and don't worry if it's not done and polished and perfect, because you'll probably want the 2 cents from your family anyway when you get home. Okay, so go ahead and start. All right, how are you guys doing? Is everybody enjoying time chatting? So a couple of things that came up as I was going around and talking. A couple of things that came up was a few people asked me, how do we make this something that our younger children can be a part of? And it's such a valid question. And what my advice would be is that you and your husband, or just you maybe, write your family mission statement. You print it, it hangs on your wall, and then just like you read a bedtime story to your children at night, you incorporate it here and there into their lives. You say together, as they get to the point where they're starting to learn to read, you say, let's read our family mission statement. You know, something I like to say a lot is Team Cunningham. I like to say that, all right, Team Cunningham, we did it. Good job, Team Cunningham. You know, I try to incorporate that because I do want my kids to know, you know what, they're not just responsible to themselves. They're also responsible to our family. Our family is an organism. We're a unit. And so it's not when they go out into the world and they make choices, they're not just making choices for themselves. They're making choices that affect our family. And so I want them to know that we are in this together. And so it's something that you can say to your kids, let's read our family mission statement together. And another thing that's a possibility, you can pull out little buzzwords from your family mission statement. And there are so many websites, and I'm going to show you guys one. But there are so many websites where you can print words on things. You can print them on pillows. You know, you can choose a little section and print a couple of words on a pillow and put it on their bed, put it on your couch. You know, you can incorporate it into different areas of your life so that it becomes a part of who they are. And they know their family mission statement. It's amazing how easy it is for kids to memorize things. Do you guys see that with your little ones? They are able to memorize scripture. And if you think back on your childhood, it's the things you learned when you were young that you remember the most. You know, it's the scripture verses that I learned when I was growing up in church that are still with me. As an adult, I can't memorize a thing. I don't know what my brain, it went away. I don't know what happened to it. But there's something about learning things as a child and these things that are put into you by your parents that you actually remember them. So how cool if your children grow up with a family mission statement and they're at college and they're taking a test and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit brings a part of their family mission statement to them and it encourages them. I mean, wow, right? So there are different ways that you can incorporate into that life that their lives that can make it really powerful. And on that note, it is important to actually print your family mission statement. So if you guys are like I am, you go to a workshop and you think, wow, this is so great. And I love these tools and I'm going to take these and I'm going to use them. And you take a lot of notes or you do this in church. And then you go home and it ends up staying in the car. Okay. And then in a week you're like, oh wait, there's those notes. I really want to start using that in my life. And so you take it out of the car and you put it on your kitchen counter. And then maybe a week goes by and you're like, oh, I got to clean the kitchen counter. And you put it in a drawer. And then a year goes by and you're digging through the drawer for something. You're like, oh no, there's those notes. I got to get them out. You put them back on the counter and the cycle goes over and over again. I totally am like that. So I suspect you guys may be as well. So the important thing is once you have it finished is you want to somehow get it up on the wall because there's no power in it until it's on the wall and it's shared. And it's really cool for your kids as they grow, for their friends to come over and see it. My kids' friends read our family mission statement. People that come into our home read our family mission statement, and they instantly know what our family's all about. So, and it is neat to have that proclamation there. So one simple way, next Wednesday, you guys are doing the Mom's Night Out, which is going to be awesome. And this is something that Amy, I'm sure, will talk about, but Amy went through my workshop. And she is crafty, a crafty girl. She's art. She's, you know, she's a wonderful photographer. And so she's very artistic. And so she didn't want to go through a printing of a type of thing. And so she wanted to get it up quickly. So she bought a cute chalkboard and she wrote the words on a chalkboard and she hung it up. And the great thing about that is you can erase it. You know, it's up quick. You get that accomplished, and then you think, oh, wait, I don't like how I worded that. Let me erase that and change it. So that's a really cheap, easy, great way to get it up and get going with it. Another way is there is a website, and it's called greatbigcanvas.com. And because you can see it better, the colors on these screens, this website is pretty amazing. On it, they have something called bus rolls. Bus rolls. It's a weird name. I don't know why it's called bus rolls. It doesn't really make sense to me. But what it does is you can type in whatever words. So like I'm deleting. Do you see me deleting Cunningham's right now? Yeah. So you can type in whatever you want. And it's going to change. And then it's going to change on the right-hand side. It gives you a rendering of what that is. And it has different patterns. You can go in and you can change. Maybe I want a square pattern. Let's see if that shows up. And instantly it changes to squares. So you can see what squares looks like behind. Oh, there's that little thing open. Or you can change the color. So let's say you want red. Okay, so you can do that. And that's really neat because it's instant. And you see what it's going to look like. And you can type in as many words or as few words as you want. And it balances it out for you. And it's a really simple thing. Actually, for first orders, if you like them on Facebook, I think they give you like 35, 45% off your first order. So it's like super easy and cheap to do it. So that's something, it would literally take 10 minutes to go in there and type it and they'll ship it to you. So that's an option that I like to give people just because it is so important to finish it or get, if even if it's not totally finished, get something done and get it up on the wall and start living your lives by it. Have your family start living by it. Let me see if I can get to the main page. Okay. No. It keeps wanting to show me this. Yeah, bus rolls. I wonder why. I'm not very techy. So sorry, I was trying to close out of. So if you go onto their main page, let me see if I can type this in again and that will show up. Here's their main page. So there's this section called Create Your Own. Do you see that on their main page? And you scroll down to custom bus roll art. Why is it called that? Do you guys know why that's called that? It's a bus roll? I don't know why it's called that. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something. So you can click on that, and then it saves your stuff, and mine is right there. That pops up. And it's easy peasy. All right, any more questions? Yeah? Okay, thank you guys so much. Let me go ahead and close in prayer. I appreciate you guys, and thank you for your attention and your time and your beautiful faces. Love it. So here we go. Lord God, thank you so much for this time and this chance to be together and to really just kind of start thinking about a family mission statement and what that means to us and what that means to you and what that means to our family. And Lord, I pray for just clear minds and the ability to just move forward bravely and write something and have fun with it and enjoy it as a family and get it on the wall, get it printed, get it on the wall, Lord. Just inspire us. Lord, we thank you so much for our families. We thank you for our children. Father, I just pray the armor of God over all the children that are represented here, Lord. I pray your protection on them. I just pray the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth and the feet of peace and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, Lord. I just pray that protection over them. And I thank you so much for the gift of your scripture and your word that gives us these promises. Lord, we love you. We ask that you go with us today and just surround us with your angels and help us to be a light to this world. In your precious and holy name, amen.